Have you ever had a feeling that something dreadful was about to happen?
This whole premise is sweaty.
Okay, moving right along.
You going to plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter?
Just remember that this thing isn't as black as it appears.
Hold on to your butts.
The only difference between me and a homeless man is his job.
I'm glad you're here to tell us.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
And that ain't bad.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Man's got to know his limitations.
I'm glad you came back.
In the bag.
Network.
I drink it up.
Welcome to the Bag Pod Preview, everyone. This is the first Bag Pod that I hope will allow everyone to get a little taste of things to come. The first Bag Pod ever recorded for the Bag Pod Network. Basically, what we've got going on here is we've got Andrew, myself, Taylor, and Jake, and we're about to add Eugene in, as you will hear in a second. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to make this a more regular thing. So, everyone enjoy.
Yeah, so we just added Eugene to the podcast. Eugene, what's up?
When is Gene going to field a team is the question.
you never know, man. You never know.
Next year, you're in.
We do need at least one person next year.
All right, well, you know, I like to keep an air of mystery about, you know, my move, so we'll see.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we've been trying to add Eugene for the past 6 years, and it just never works, so...
Well, you know, I'm like Kobe on Twitter, you know what I'm saying?
In any case, let's talk about some TV shows, mainly some, I guess, some overrated TV shows, or do you just want to talk about what we're watching right now?
Do you want to talk shit about Dexter?
I mean, I would like to, but without a defender, I feel like I cannot.
I defend the first two seasons.
I want to hear your rant, regardless.
All right. So. I'm going to talk some shit about Dexter, then.
Do it. It was a good show. I will defend that. First two seasons were good.
Okay. I will say that the first season was solid.
The issue with the show is it's the same goddamn season over and over and over and over again.
No. The issue with the show is that every character other than Dexter, completely worthless. Not only that, all subplots, awful. Awful. The show is so poorly written. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's so bad. Every season is like, I've watched seasons 1 through 4, okay? And each season, like, I heard how amazing season 4 was all over the place. I watched season 4. It's exactly the same, and everything's really bad. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's so overrated. I can't take it.
Batman's just not happy with Dexter.
I mean, I went to Blockbuster before they went bankrupt.
Wait, time out. Hold up.
That caught everyone off guard.
I was hitting up Blockbuster to get one disc at a time of these Dexter seasons to watch this shit. And,
that was horrible.
I know it was horrible, especially since the show was so bad. But, yeah, so that's basically my Dexter rant. Unfortunately, there's no one to defend it. If only we had Jack here or Fish.
Well, does Jack still watch Dexter?
I don't know. He watches some really bad shows, though.
He does watch Hung. Yeah.
Hung is the worst show HBO has ever done.
But that is exactly the show that Jack would like. You know? I mean, when I see that main character in Hung, I kind of think about Jack.
See Jack? I can see Jack living that life and being pretty happy.
I mean,
yeah, you know, the simple things. That's my boy. I'm not hating.
I'm not either.
Very true. Very true. Me and Eugene were talking the other day about some Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, man, I couldn't even. I watched 30 seconds of the most recent episode on demand, and I just turned it off.
I can't watch it.
Oh, is it that bad?
I feel like I'm dropping it.
Yeah, I haven't watched the past, like, 3 or 4 episodes.
I think that's the only TV show my dad watches, besides American Idol.
It's like...
Word.
that should tell you something right there.
It probably should.
I mean, I just can't take Pesci serious as a gangster. It doesn't work.
You mean Buscemi?
Buscemi, yeah. Yes, excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me.
Feel like it's... I just feel like I'm...
Pesci, that might make the show better.
Yeah.
The thing with Buscemi is, yeah, he's completely unbelievable in all of his aspects.
Yeah.
Especially the love story part. Like, I cannot see Steve Buscemi, like, really, like, falling in love or, like, having feelings for women and stuff. And, like, they try so hard. Oh, it's true, man. They try so hard to, like, give him some feelings, and it's just, like, he's like a cold fish up there.
Yeah, I mean, those guys can't show any emotion.
But you know what, though? I think they set themselves up for it because they had that two-hour, first episode, and it was the Scorsese-directed and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, everyone's – I feel like the anticipation was so high, you know, maybe it wasn't really possible to meet it, and now they're just wandering because they don't know what to do.
Could definitely be it.
I think that's giving them too much credit.
Yeah, maybe. Either way, I'm not going to watch it. So
yeah, I haven't watched any of the second season. I got lost about 5 episodes into the first season and haven't been back.
I'm just ready for this new Dustin Hoffman show that you're coming.
All right, well, before we get on to that, I just want to say one other thing. Eugene and I definitely agree that it's kind of like a show that you want to like. Like, you're watching and you're like, oh, it should be really good. It's on HBO. It's got this great set, you know, good actors in it, or I guess good actors. Actors with big names. And you want
I think that's
like
HBO's problem. I think that their best shows are when they have, you know, like, look at The Wire, look at Treme, look at all these shows where there's no names who come out of nowhere and just really play these characters, as opposed to when you get, you know, established actors and they just don't fit the roles. And I think HBO has a tendency to put established actors in roles that aren't good for them. Which is why I'm actually hesitant about this Dustin Hoffman show.
What is the Dustin Hoffman show's name?
I don't know.
Luck?
I don't even
know. Like yeah, I think it's Luck.
It's definitely Luck. I saw the thing today. It's about horse racing.
So, Eugene, why are you excited about this?
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, I love HBO, so I'm just holding out hope that it's going to be good. I mean, I feel like horse racing, though, is a very good topic because we all know that the dirtiest sports are college football, horse racing, and boxing. So there's a lot of meat there.
Fair enough. There's some other big name guys in the show, right?
Nick Nolte is the other big name.
Nolte.
Hey. There you go.
Who plays the good guy? Which I don't know.
It should be interesting, to say the least. It's definitely a show, though. It's not like a miniseries, right?
I thought it was a miniseries.
It's a show. It is a show. Yes.
Because, I mean, when you see Nolte and Hoffman in a fucking HBO series, it's, you know, I didn't expect them to lock those guys down long term. So,
What else we want to talk about here? Do we want to talk?
Andrew, what's the deal with Hell's on Wheels or whatever? Wheels on Hell.
Hell on Wheels on AMC. Yep. I hated that show.
You didn't like it?
Oh, God, I thought it was horrible. Oh, man, the first episode, I thought I was sticking, like, an ice pick into my eye. Oh,
you're tripping.
Eugene, I kind of thought the same way, but Andrew's saying it's getting better, so I'm going to have to go back and check out the second episode.
Basically, the Swede characters is what it's all about. I like that guy. All
right. Well, I will go back and try to watch some of these episodes, but I just couldn't. Just on many levels, it was just driving me insane.
Yeah. And I'm you know, Common's in it. That gives it a...
an interesting
I felt like,
just want it to work because I love the guy.
I like it, but he cannot act. I was just like, oh, really? I don't know. And the whole thing with, like, I feel like now everyone after Don Draper wants to have the main character that's, you know, opaque and hard to read and complicated. And I just didn't buy it, the main character. I didn't buy it at all.
Well, I watched the pilot episode, and I have the others recorded. I haven't watched the others yet. And, just the opening of the pilot episode, I and Henry started joking because they open with, like, a little title that says, you know, it's like 1856 or whatever, and Lincoln is dead. So, like, we've just been ripping on that so hard that the theme song should be Lincoln is dead, like a hard metal riff with just someone yelling Lincoln is dead.
That'd probably make the show better, no doubt about that.
But yeah, no. The Common character is clearly it's clearly Denzel Washington's character from Glory, except not acted very well.
Yeah, and except without, like, the same essence at all of Denzel. Like, the reason why Denzel Washington's character was powerful was
Denzel's a good actor.
Yeah, he was a good actor, but also, like, the story he was telling, like, even though shit was still fucked up, that guy, like, he was still fighting. You know what I mean? Like, he was still fighting for a righteous cause. Like, Common's character is like a historical contrarian. You know what I mean? Like, the Civil War didn't really matter, didn't really change anything, that kind of thing, you know.
True enough. True enough. Taylor, what are you watching? If you're still alive.
I don't know. I'm here. I'm here. I told you, I've been watching American Horror Story. And
that looked like a little too much for me. I got a little too scared.
You don't like scary movies, Gene.
That's true. You're right.
It's a pretty intense show. I mean, it's I can't believe it's on the television channel that's on sometimes watching. It's pretty provocative.
It's AMC, right?
Yeah. No, FX. No. FX. FX.
FX, yeah. Well, FX does good shows. I'm not surprised.
Do you guys watch Sons of Anarchy at all?
Oh, I love some Sons of Anarchy.
I had this year. They've been dropping the S-bomb like crazy on that show, so I think FX is pushing the limit.
Yeah, they're going for it.
I mean, they have been for years, though, if you think about it. Like, back when The Shield was on, that was pushing the limit.
That's true. The Shield was ridiculous.
Shit was not. I mean, the S-word was customary in the movie with, or the show that had the Fireman show with fucking Dennis Leary.
Rescue Me. Batman, what did you, have you finished, is that show over yet? I know they were in their last season, or are in their last season right now.
I don't know, I haven't really watched any of it. I watched
I think it's
like all of them on DVD, of course, and then I watched one of the seasons I didn't have on DVD on Netflix. But I think, it should be over by now.
I think it's done.
Because, I mean, the couple of seasons I saw were good, but it definitely started fizzling out some.
I mean, that's a show. You want to talk about the same thing over and over again. I mean,
Yeah, for sure.
Every season is just the exact same. So I don't know what you can do with that.
Nothing. Obviously, you had some dedicated fans.
Finally brought up Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. I gave up on that about 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Why did you give up on it?
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. All I know is is everyone more or less caught up? I don't want to blow it for anyone.
Yeah, no, I'm not actually, but I don't really give a shit.
Okay, yeah. So when the Asian guy found all of the zombies in the barn, I was just like, oh, really? I don't know. The plot, like, where is it going? It's so slow, and it just seems like random dumb shit just keeps popping up. Like, I don't know.
They definitely should have gotten rid of about three episodes in that first half of the season. Outside of that, what would have remained, it would have been really good.
I think if they had gotten off the farm by now.
They're still on the farm?
I mean, but
things are actually happening. They're still on the farm, right. And things are actually happening.
I'm like only two seasons in, or two episodes into this season.
Yeah, right. They're on that farm the entire first half of the season.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're fucked.
I guess it makes sense, though, because his son got shot, but...
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, his son has been fine. Like the past four episodes.
He hasn't been fine for that long. I don't even really know what happened. All of a sudden, he looks like he's about to die in the bed, and then next thing I know, he's standing up and doing stuff.
Yeah, well, I think they just kind
of... Leave Hollywood.
Yeah. True. Yeah, I mean, I really hope that they get off this damn farm. If they don't get off the farm within the next two episodes, when they come back for... the second half of the season or something, I might just not watch.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Because I can't take any more of this stupid farm.
Yeah, they gotta get off the farm.
Even though Herschel just, like, completely got his shit fucked in the last episode, I'm pretty much done with this farm.
So. Yeah, well, we'll see if the writers are.
Yeah, exactly.
They did have... the latest Grantland podcast did talk about The Walking Dead extensively. So anyone that really wants to listen to that, they can hit.
He was defending it, right?
Simmons was, or Dave Jacoby was defending it kind of, and then their like TV analyst was saying how shitty it was.
Right. So. Is that Steppenwall? Is that guy's name?
No, they've got their own guy, Andy Greenwald, I think, or something.
Oh right.
What are y'all's thoughts on Breaking Bad?
I never watched it, and I really regret it because people keep telling me how good it is. It was just a mistake.
Yeah. I'm the same. I've kind of, you know, I've seen the first five episodes of the first season, and everyone I work with loves it. That's all they talk about, but I haven't got into it either.
Has anyone else watched it? I mean, I'm
in the same boat as both these other guys. I just... watched the first season of it the other day on Netflix, like maybe a week or two ago. But I haven't really watched anything after it, so that should tell you, I guess, a little bit something. I mean, it definitely was good and solid and stuff like that for sure. But I'm not really interested in seeing what happens next.
Yeah, you know, Meth only interests me, but so much.
Yeah.
I think I've watched the first three seasons. Was this past season the fourth season? I'm not quite sure.
That sounds about right.
I think so.
I've watched the first three seasons, and the first season I really liked, and there was a lot of potential. And then the next two, I don't know. I don't feel like it really went anywhere, and the acting, I don't know. Everyone always talks about the acting, and I think aside from Cranston, the acting is kind of subpar. I don't know.
Isn't there a limit on how long you can do a TV show about a drug dealer? You know, like, I mean, Weeds was great for like two seasons.
Speaking of drug dealers, has anyone seen Weed Wars?
No, you know, I have not watched that yet. I can't decide whether I want to or not, actually.
Is it a reality TV show?
It's a reality TV show about guys who run a marijuana dispensary.
Hilarious.
So it's got, like, this one guy is, like, an activist with pigtails. I've only seen, like, half an episode, so I don't have much to say, but...
What channel is that on?
It's on... literally, they show, like, guys clipping up buds.
I mean, I've watched that shit on the internet before, but, like,
insane,
never on
dude.
Television.
It's insane. I was shocked.
Do they cover their faces?
No. Out there.
It's probably
a medical marijuana.
They have a license to do it.
Right.
I mean, basically, the reason they're doing it is to raise awareness because, it's legal on the California state level, but they just hiked their taxes, so they can't even afford to stay in operations without the extra revenue they're making from the show.
I just saw a picture of that dude who has braids, and
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They show him driving. They show him eating a weed brownie and then trying to drive around and talk and like.
Oh my god, that's not safe at all.
Yeah, that's a bad look right there.
It's medicinal, man. It's medicinal.
Yeah, it's medicinal.
He's like, I'm feeling a little stressed out. I have to go give this talk, so I'm just gonna eat a little pot brownie.
Yeah, well, and you know,
it's not a good look.
Hey, yeah,
wow.
Damn.
Yeah. I think Gene and I can both speak that weed brownies can go a little overboard.
No doubt.
Is there anything else that we're watching?
I've been watching a lot of travel videos on the internet.
Okay, we're gonna pretend like you didn't just say that.
like gorilla travel videos.
Oh, okay. Like some like Vice magazine type shit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Did you say Vice magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Have you seen that one where they go to Liberia?
Oh, I just started watching it, but
let me tell you, if you can watch that Vice magazine when they go to Liberia, that shit is crazy.
I'm actually have it teed up right now because I was the next one.
Yeah, you're gonna like it.
But they just like released this video of them going to North Korea, and
yeah, I seen that one.
That was some wild shit, man. Like it was so awkward. There was like no people around them the entire time. Everything was like empty and totally set up. It was so strange to see. It was fucking bizarre as fuck. And they got put in prison because they kept videotaping everything, and they were telling them not to. they kept pretending like.
It was Vice magazine, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, the guy's fucking nuts. You're only allowed to take a like point and shoot camera in there, and so they just took one that was able to take video too, and like hit it, and put like an 80 gig card in it. And they just kept like pretending like they were taking pictures. Huh? Oh man! And they tried to take it away from him. And oh man, they could have gotten killed.
Word.
Call for some internet videos.
All for some YouTube.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Isn't that show? It's on Audience, isn't it? On DirecTV?
It's actually about to have an HBO show.
You're the DirecTV.
This guy's Shane Smith.
I don't know how to use the damn thing, dude.
Well, here's the thing about DirecTV. This is what we have to get to the bottom of. Is it true that they have that golf thing where you can follow any group you want in the tournament?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had it in any like major tournament, so.
Yeah.
They've got it for tennis, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, the fucking Sunday Ticket is awesome.
Yeah. I could feel that. Yeah. Bagman, I'm sure, would like a little Sunday ticket. The Bills.
Yeah.
There's only really one place you can watch the Bills, Toronto, and that's about it.
I actually do have Sunday tickets, so.
Oh, word. Okay. Oh, doing it up.
Yeah,
we're on DirecTV.
Yeah,
you vouch for this, Bagman. The red zone on Sunday ticket on DirecTV versus the Comcast red zone or the regular red zone?
I actually have never watched the red zone on DirecTV.
Is it better?
Yeah, the comments are like, it's so much better.
I'll have to check it out this weekend. I mean, yeah, I just usually turn
just
on the Bills
game. Watch the Bills game and cry? Is that what you do?
I mean, there's no crying. It's more like, yep, this is about what I expected. It's about time they got here.
So. It doesn't. This year has been particularly rough, though. I mean, as a Raiders fan, where we started out strong, and now, you know, fucking Tim Tebow is going to bury us.
Yeah, where, well, you know, the Bills started out strong. Chargers are heating up, too.
Yeah, don't know. From the Chargers, I can't even handle that discussion right now. So, I mean, it's the same parallels where the Bills started awesome and now they're falling to shit.
I mean,
so.
I knew, like, when they started winning all these games, I was like, no, they shouldn't be winning these games. They're not good. They don't have any talent on the team. I don't know what's going on. So, I mean.
Me. I was hooked, line, and sinker. I was ready to go.
Just look at it like this. At least two of your best offensive players didn't just get suspended for the rest of the year for multiple violations.
Hey, yeah.
Dude.
And then get up in front of the TV and say, yeah. In front of the team, rather, and say, I got a problem. I need help. And, I mean, like, that's real, I guess, but damn, really, like.
Yeah, but one of Andrew's best players just held a gun next to a dude's head.
True,
so,
true.
I mean,
he played.
Is it really that much better?
That's
not that now. I mean, he's taking the Ray Lewis pass to greatness. Taking the Ray Lewis pass to greatness.
Killing the guy.
Started out a little rough.
That's how you earn respect.
I mean, if nothing else, it's good to how you learn people fear you.
That picture that they took of him was...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, that picture was priceless.
Yeah.
Priceless.
Jesus.
He is straight tripping.
Jesus.
He needs to frame that.
I won't frame that.
I hope, if I ever go to a Raiders game where he's playing, I'm going to bring that to him to sign. That's
you might get shot.
To sign. I mean, I might, but I'm gonna try.
But I mean, can we speak how he ended up playing this week? And he sat on my bench and put up some points.
That's pretty ridiculous. I don't know how he ended up playing.
He fucking what the heck? Yeah, I was a little upset, especially after picking up Aaron Curry.
That guy's just so busted.
Yeah, it's
going to
go down.
Dude, he's actually looked good for the Raiders.
I don't know.
Yeah, watch some Raiders games. He's in on almost every play. It's kind of crazy.
Is he one of those guys that's like, he's around every play, but he doesn't do anything?
I mean...
Like, he shows up a second late, and then he just starts, like, clapping and high-fiving.
Kinda.
Yeah,
slap hand.
Yeah, he is. That's him. Oh, man.
But, I mean, he also single-handedly won the San Diego game for the Raiders.
Yeah. All right, well, that's something.
Yeah.
He knocked out the left tackle, and then Kamarion Wimbley went off for 4 sacks. Without that, you know.
Oh, that's right, because they put in that guy Dombrowski, who was horrible.
Yep.
That was the worst tackle play I've ever seen.
And that hit on their starting left tackle was one of the most vicious hits I've ever seen. It was ridiculous.
Oh, man. All right, though.
BCS.
Yeah, BCS. Me and Eugene, Andrew, Jake, and Taylor all decided to leave, or I guess I kind of booted them out.
you didn't even give them an option, actually.
No, exactly. So Eugene is basically going to be our sports guy. I mean, clearly all of my friends, as you've been able to tell, know their sports, but I think Eugene is going to be the main sports correspondent, I suppose.
I like that.
So we're going to talk... I guess BCS fixes. We're gonna get into the. We're gonna fix it up here. We're gonna go into the garage and fix it up and see what we can do. Basically, as Eugene and I think anyone that's been around me for the past 2 weeks can attest to, I am livid with the fact that Alabama's playing in the national championship game.
He's been very upset.
Even if they are the second best team in the country, they probably are. I still don't believe that they should be playing for the championship game, mainly because not only did they not win their conference, they didn't even play in their conference championship game. And if you're going to say that every game counts in the NCAA regular season for football, I don't understand how you can play for a championship game if you're not your conference champion.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. The way the championship game is set up, and at least ostensibly what I guess the conferences have wanted it to be there for, I didn't watch that little SEC thing about when it started, was for it to be like a playoff to make it, you know, easier for teams to have a leg up or whatever in the BCS race. So I do agree that it's ridiculous. And I think this is the whole thing about the BCS, though, is it's like every year, you know, and they always make these little tweaks to go back because the whole system is just so crazy.
Exactly. I mean, I don't even care about the other matchups. I mean, like, I like them.
Well, I do, though, because
I mean,
how can you
have
Stanford over Oregon? Can I just say that, please?
That kind of goes along the point with the conference championship, the champion stuff.
Exactly.
But I just want, I mean, like, of course I like them and I'll watch them, but I'm just mainly concerned about the championship game right here. And I think, I mean, there are clearly a couple ways to fix it. I think the easiest way, perhaps, to fix it is for the BCS formula to be changed, whereas they award more points for being your champion, your conference champion.
Right.
Now, clearly, there will be some other things, like the whole Clemson-Virginia Tech thing, where not Clemson-Virginia Tech. Let's talk, let's just talk the SEC championship. Georgia is a really good team.
Yes, definitely.
But they're not Alabama. And so they should change how the conference championship works, whereas they can still have divisions for travel purposes, rivalry purposes, whatever.
But two best teams play as opposed to best team in each conference.
In each division, exactly. Because,
right.
I mean, really, the championship game, I feel as though the championship game is set up as almost a de facto playoff in a way. Or it should be, because you're playing for your conference championship. And if you want to be the champion, you have to win that game. So why wouldn't you have the two best teams as opposed to, you know, someone, the West Division winner and the East Division winner?
Like, right, well, I mean, the only reason you do that is because, you know, the teams want to make sure if their division is down, you know, they still have a shot to potentially win the title game and then lock in their spot in that conference is BCS bowl tie-in. That's why.
I mean, of course it's why, but I'm just saying it needs to change.
No, I agree.
Conference championship game is a de facto playoff in a way, or it should be.
Right, although this year it kind of meant nothing, because everyone knew going into it Georgia had no chance, even if they won the game, to compete for the national title.
And not only that, if LSU lost, they would have still played for the national championship game, which is completely ludicrous.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. But I will say this. If I voted for the AP National Championship, I would probably vote for LSU regardless of who wins this so-called National Championship game. To me, their body of work in the season is unassailable.
That's fair. Oklahoma State came out saying that they deserve to be in based on their resume, their top 25 teams and wins. And they're bowl eligible, the people they played that became bowl eligible. And this is another problem that I think the NCAA has to clear up, specifically regarding the BCS. Because if you want to say, I mean, I think Oklahoma State, even though their loss was worse against Iowa State, I think they almost deserve more of a chance than Alabama, not just because of the rematch. I mean, the rematch aspect does have something to do with it, but it's just...
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying here. I mean, I think, you know, not just the rematch, but when you look at the schedules, I think you can see it so much. I mean, I know ESPN had the stat that a lot of people have been quoting that, you know, I think it was Oklahoma State had 7 wins versus plus 500 teams, and Alabama had like 4. But if you look at Alabama's schedule, you know, if you look at the real clear cupcake games, I'm not including Vanderbilt, that's conference, but they have Kent State, North Texas, and Georgia Southern. And Georgia Southern came as like a, you know, a cream puff right before that Auburn game. But if you look at Oklahoma State, I mean, obviously they've got some games in there. They've got Louisiana, who they destroyed, Tulsa, who, you know, they basically essentially destroyed, Kansas, obviously. That's but, you know, yeah, that's conference. Iowa State, which they lost. But, you know, the Alabama schedule feels more cupcakey, really, when you look at it. I mean, yeah, they had some big wins, and eye test, they look like the second-best team. But I think you can't really say they played a significantly harder schedule because they added in a lot of easy teams.
Well, not only that, but I think Arkansas and Mississippi State probably a little overranked this year just because there were so many teams that were not mediocre, but there weren't many front-runner teams in a lot of other conferences. So what you get is Arkansas. Is Arkansas really the third-best team in the nation? No.
No.
But because they play in the SEC, you know, it's all of a sudden, oh, SEC, that's the greatest conference that ever lived, and they become third-best, even though they're beating the likes of Ole Miss and, you know, that kind of, you know.
Yeah, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, you know, you got Tennessee in there, and those are, you know, I mean, just ridiculous teams at this point. I mean, they wouldn't compete in the ACC, much less the SEC. So, you know, I think that for sure, Oklahoma State, and, you know, I heard Mike Gundy say he thought a lot of it had to do with Alabama's reputation. I think he might be right. I think a lot of people just assume, oh, Oklahoma State, they can throw it around, but they can't play defense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you look at the stats, I mean, it's hard. They have a compelling case. I don't know. I mean, because I, like you said, like I've said, when you look at them on the field, Alabama looks good. But it's hard not to feel that Oklahoma State, by winning their conference, and then just by putting a beating on Oklahoma.
Yeah,
which
I mean, they really showed something in that Oklahoma game.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. And they shut down some good players, you know, and they're the only team that really made Robert Griffin III make a fair amount of mistakes, you know what I mean? So they definitely, I think they got jobbed a little bit. There's no doubt that they were one of several teams that got jobbed. I think that Oregon didn't get jobbed because they're in the Rose Bowl, but to be ranked behind Stanford, I mean, come on. Come on.
Let me just go back to scheduling for a second. I've talked to you about this numerous times. I think that if you are going to schedule cupcakes, especially non-Division I, bowl championship series, whatever.
Yeah, FBS or whatever, football.
Bowl. Conference
series, and then there's the
Division
I championship series. Yeah. Division I-A.
Yeah, if you're going to schedule some Division I-A teams, the championship, the playoff.
The Division I-AA.
Yeah.
The football championship series.
Exactly. If you're going to schedule those, they shouldn't count on your win or loss record. It's just that simple. So you're going in, if you want to schedule a team just to warm up, tune up before a big game, or because you want something, you know, you want a cupcake before a huge game down in the lower part of the season, that's fine. But you're only going to be able to have 11 wins as opposed to 12 in the regular season.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with 1AA teams not really counting. I mean, to me, that's the equivalent of a preseason game. I mean, these teams are not good enough to be on your level, your entire level of football. Like, the worst team on your level could beat the best team on their level, ostensibly, you know?
Exactly, and it's not like they're scheduling, like, the best teams either. You know, it's not like they continually schedule, you know, when Delaware was good for a while, or Montana, they're always good, or Villanova was good there for a little bit, or Richmond even, they were good. It's not like people are scheduling those teams. They're scheduling, you know, they're scheduling, like, North Dakota State.
North Texas, Alabama, so North Texas. I mean,
North Texas is actually in the Division I.
I actually thought that North Texas was a fake school when I first thought it. I thought that was the school from that Scott Bakula movie where he's that old guy who goes back to college and plays the college quarterback in North Dallas 40. No, it's North Dallas 40. Right? Maybe that's about the NFL. Either way, I didn't think that was a real school. And
no,
so
it is.
I had to
that's
it
where
up.
Dan Fouts went.
Well, I can appreciate that. Dan Fouts. I can appreciate that.
But, yeah, exactly. So if you're going to schedule someone not even in your division.
Does Dan Fouts work for CBS now?
He does. He's not a very good announcer.
CBS is horrible.
But yeah, if you're gonna schedule a D1AA school, a Division I football championship series school, you're not getting a win for that, all right? And so clearly, I believe in the BCS, you get penalized for not winning as many games. So even if you're 11-0 and someone else is 12-0, 12-0 is gonna have it over the 11-0 guys.
Yeah, which is ridiculous, because what if you don't have a conference championship game or something like that, you know? But, we see the whole thing is crazy. I mean, I think that, they're going to meet and something's going to change. I think that plus one game is coming for sure.
I mean, the plus one is just a playoff, right? It's a 14 playoff.
Yeah, it would be one versus four, two versus three, and then the winner of that would play, yeah. And that's what I know Oklahoma State is all about. And I have a feeling that could be. I'm not saying it's going to, but it seems like the easiest thing they could do to try to prevent this. But it's just going to be something else. I mean, until you get to a straight up playoff, like an 18 playoff, it's never going to be. There's always going to be something.
I mean, the plus one definitely, I think, would help. Also, regarding scheduling, I'm thinking if you want to be considered. Maybe a national championship qualifier, for scheduling purposes, you should have to schedule one team that's either, a perennially good team / always ranked sort of thing in, like, a Boise State or whatever. I guess Boise State is going to the Big East. But, like, something like that. You should always have to schedule someone from another team from a major conference for one of your non-conference games if you want to be considered for the championship game. I think you should do that. Now, of course, there are cupcakes in every conference, but there's only so many times Vanderbilt or Minnesota or
Duke.
Kansas, yeah, or Duke can play out of conference games,
Right.
So I guess they are doing a little bit better now with, like, the Texas-Ohio State games and Ohio State-USC.
LSU versus Oregon and all that. Yeah, I mean, Alabama-Penn State. Obviously, because of the BCS, people are throwing in that one game. I mean, interestingly enough, basketball the same way. I mean, you see that Kentucky-North Carolina game the other day? What was that about? Obviously, tournament time. Everyone wants to make sure they got a good win on their schedule.
I mean, Ohio State's played Florida, Duke, and they're playing Kansas this week, so their schedule's not bad in basketball. But I'm just saying, if like to even be considered for a national championship bid,
you gotta have at least one of those games on your record.
Exactly, you have to have one major conference out of conference.
I totally agree with that, because there's really, it's so hard. Like we say, the SEC is best, Big 12 is on par, whatever it is, but it's so hard to tell. And I think the matchups between the conferences in the regular season helps you so much more determine, like, who the best team really is,
Exactly. And, I mean, conference games always, something always is weird that happens with conference games and rivalry games, It's I don't know if that's the best judgment of who's the best teams,
Yeah,
like I said, I think
sure.
That the SEC, I think, is highly overrated. Is South Carolina really the number 9 team in the nation or whatever they are now?
Well, I don't think they are. I thought to start the season they were good, but they've been, to me, extremely disappointing. I mean, on the defensive end, obviously they're very good, but offensively they've been horrible. Exactly. So, I agree with you. That's a tough sell for me. I mean, there's a lot of tough sells for me. I don't really have Stanford in my top 5. I don't even know if they're in my top 10, to be honest with you. I mean, I know everyone thinks I'm a Stanford hater, but you have to. They have one good player, They have Andrew Luck, but if it wasn't for him,
they have a good left tackle too.
Yeah, okay, they've got a good offensive line. They've actually got a couple of good guys on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. So they've got a good offensive line. They've got one real good skill player, who is the quarterback. But outside of that, I mean, they don't have one player in the top 20 in FBS in rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, receiving yards, receiving touchdowns. They don't have a play in the top 20 in long rush or long pass, so they're not making a lot of big plays. They don't have anyone in the top 20 of sacks or interceptions. So,
They don't have a big play guy.
Done, but they don't have a lot of athletes. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a lot of good players. If you take Andrew Luck out of that, they would be a mediocre team at best. And a lot of teams they beat would smash them. And that's why I think, just like Oregon destroyed them, Oklahoma State is going to destroy them, because you put all those athletes on the field, they do not have the players to defend them. They just can't do it.
But yeah, so I don't know. Those are my couple BCS fixes there for the championship game. So
yeah, well, I like them. I mean, I think if you jigger around with what's going on in the divisions, you can certainly make something happen. Now we just have to hope that the BCS is enlightened enough to change, you know.
I don't think they will be. Before we end this, though, before we end this nice little bag pod preview, let's talk about the recent news, the Big East news here. The Big East is adding 5 teams, I believe. They're adding Boise State, Houston, Central Florida, Southern Methodist University, and San Diego State. And I believe they're also adding Navy only for football.
I believe Boise State is also only football.
Okay. So, what do we think? I mean, this is just getting ridiculous, isn't it?
I think it's getting totally ridiculous. I mean, first of all, you have, like, the transnational conference now, not the Big East. And two, with everyone talking about the AQ potentially being taken off, then this whole thing could be a completely moot point, because everyone feels like the Big East doesn't deserve one. So even if they keep the AQ, say they drop the Big East out. I mean, it seems to me like this is not a forward-looking move for Boise State. I don't know why they aren't in the Big 12. It's just beyond my comprehension to understand why they're not in the Big 12.
Even the Pac-12, they could add them.
Yeah, that's true. I think the only reason I can think of is other teams don't want Boise in their conference because they know Boise can beat them.
That's true. I mean, as we've discussed earlier, and as you well know, I was really hoping for the Mountain West Conference to become a power conference. I mean, they had it all set up. They had TCU. They had Boise State. San Diego State, you know, they can compete in basketball and football. A couple other schools. But unfortunately, TCU jumped for the Big 12. And you know, everyone's looking for the money, looking for that automatic qualifying, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's what have you done for me lately? Like, no one can play for the future. They're playing for right now. But I can understand that from Boise's perspective, because they've recruited really well in California especially. And so, you know, but, like, they're eventually diminishing returns are going to set in when kids start saying, well, like, you know, I'm not going to be able to play for any meaningful games if I go here. So I understand them having to make a move. I just don't understand. I mean, maybe this is the only move they could make, but I don't know. It seems dumb to me, and there's going to be a lot of traveling. You know, and the league is still going to be mediocre. The only really good team is Boise. I mean, Houston is not good. They have Case Keenum, who's like 82. You know, he's got the experience of the old AFL league up to now.
Well, not only that, but Houston might not even have their coach.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So, to me, I mean, Central Florida, I mean, okay. I mean, didn't Dante Culpepper go to Central Florida or something like that? I mean, that's not a team. I mean, to me, it's like the Big East is actually going down with this instead of going up. I mean, they lost Pittsburgh, they've lost Syracuse, and now they're heading Central Florida. Come on. What are the Black Knights? Sorry.
Yeah, they are. They're losing West Virginia as well.
Where's West Virginia going?
Big 12.
Interesting. That's right. I guess they are. You, I mean, they got rejected from the ACC, which I thought was not a good look.
Idiotic, yeah.
I think they're going to lose Virginia Tech and to the SEC, and I think that's the clear replacement for that Virginia Tech, that West Virginia, Southwest Virginia area.
Yeah, but, yeah, I don't know. The Big East, I mean, it's all just land grab now. I mean, I don't have a problem with, you know, these super conferences, because if they're not going to change the playoffs, really the only thing you can do is go to the super conference format. But I don't know. Along the lines of the automatic qualifying thing for these PCS bowls, as I told you yesterday, the automatic qualifier, I think they need to do that based on strength of conference every year. You shouldn't have an automatic tie-in for any conference because, as we've seen, you know, some of these conferences, they have really down years. I mean, clearly the Big East, they're just bad.
Like, yeah.
The ACC, usually they have one good team, but, you know, like, do they really deserve, does Clemson really deserve to be in a BCS bowl? No. You know, I mean.
Yeah, well, I mean, let me put it this way. If Boise State isn't in one, Clemson shouldn't be in one.
Exactly. So what they should really do is they should stop having the automatic qualifier, and then they should rank each conference, every conference in the nation, based on strength of conference, which is, out of conference scheduling and, where they're ranked and everything. And then that decides who gets the six automatic qualifying bids or whatever. Because the fact that a Big East team gets a qualifying bid still, it's kind of ridiculous.
No, I mean, it makes no sense. And everyone knows it makes no sense. But, no one wants to admit that they made a mistake with this whole BCS thing in the beginning. You can't be a little bit pregnant, And that's why these problems just keep popping up. Like, you can't keep trying to slap a Band-Aid on college football to figure out who the best team is when everyone knows there's only one way to figure out who the best team is. You got to settle them on the field.
That's true. That is true.
But what can you say? Let me finish with this. Are there any bowl games you're excited about? Not to be all negative,
I don't know. I mean, I guess the Michigan-Virginia Tech matchup is nice, but considering neither of those two teams deserve to be in a BCS bowl,
The Sugar Bowl, clear money grab on their part, but interesting game. I want to see Oklahoma State just beat up on Cardinal there, the tree. That'll just make me feel really good about many things.
Because you hate Stanford.
There's no doubt about that. And I want to see them exposed one more time, just to prove to people the reality of them.
I mean, as hilarious as it is, what we've been talking about, the Big East and the ACC, the best game might be the Orange Bowl between Clemson and West Virginia. I mean, just the best game, that could end up being played out on the field.
They're going to be slinging it around. That could be a very, very high-scoring game, and that's Sammy Watkins. You got to watch out for that kid. I mean, I think the national championship game, in a way, I don't want to see a rematch, but in a way, I'm kind of curious. Let me just say that.
If Alabama couldn't beat LSU on their own field, how are they going to beat them on a neutral field?
I don't know. I'm just curious to see what adjustments, that Coach Saban puts out there. I want to see what they can do with another crack at him in a long time to think about it. So we'll see. How do you feel about UVA Auburn?
UVA Auburn. I was just going to say the Rose Bowl, I think, probably be a real nice matchup. I like that. Wisconsin and Oregon, I think that could be real nice.
That's the classic clash of styles right there.
Exactly. And we'll see if a Big Ten team can hang with speed, because that seems to be the problem with the Big Ten teams is that, let's be honest, the SEC is the LSU and Alabama are playing Big Ten football. But the difference between them and a Big Ten team is that they have better athletes than Big Ten teams.
I mean, they have freakish athletes on the defensive line. I mean, that to me is what really separates these top SEC teams, especially LSU and Alabama, from everyone else. I mean, like, if you look at that Oregon game, it wasn't just they had big guys. Everyone said, it was the size. It was that they had linemen who could move laterally with quickness.
Yeah.
And, stay with these Oregon players and really keep them from getting off the mark, which is, it's pretty scary. I'd be scared to play in the NFL. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Just knowing that, I was like, man, I don't know if I could make it in the NFL. I'll do one play. You put me on special teams.
Oh, boy.
One play. I'll make a play.
You could be the gunner and just be pushed out of bounds and then go right to the sideline since you can't.
Hey, man, 12th man, Texas A&M. Their whole kickoff squad used to be made up of students.
Nice. Excellent.
Yeah, and then it was the most feared in the Southwest Conference or whatever because these students, they weren't good, so they just wanted to make a mark, so they just wanted to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And so people would be – it was like a very effective kickoff unit there.
Nice. Just to get back, though, the championship game is Big Ten football. It's just that they aren't Big Ten athletes. That's all it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone hates on the Big Ten, but – their brand of football wins.
But who hates on the Big Ten? No, I feel like Big Ten is clearly the next best conference.
Big Ten has gotten a lot of hate, maybe not lately, but in the past 5 years because
they have been
Ohio
down.
State has been crushed in the championship games. And I'm just saying,
Michigan has not been good and Penn State's been mediocre. I mean, they have been down. I think now, though, they're clearly the second best conference.
Yeah, no, they're coming up.
Ago, the Pac-10 had an argument. But now, although you never know with all these new coaches.
I'm just saying, yeah, the Big Ten brand of football works. It's just you got to have the athletes on the field. That's all it is.
I agree with that.
But yeah, I believe that's going to do it for the little preview here. I guess it's more than a preview.
It is a little more of a preview. It's a preview of the entire first episode. A teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser. We will be talking about other sports, of course, other than just college football. There it is. That's the teaser. Hopefully
we couldn't give you too much, though, you know, so you got to keep listening.
Exactly. Hopefully we'll be coming back at you guys with a more normal bag pod schedule here by the beginning of the year, and if not then, hopefully by, I'm hoping, mid-January. So.
All right, man. This is the people of America have been waiting for this.
I know. I'm hoping it will be better than any Grantland podcast aside from Men in Blazers, which I love. I love.
All right. Well, what about Jalen Rose, though? You know what I'm saying?
I only like that because of Jalen Rose. Dave Jacoby is killing that podcast for me because he's trying to be funny and he's trying to be his own guy. And I'm just like, no, let Jalen Rose talk. That's all I'm listening to.
Don't be your own man. No, don't be your own man.
Dave Jacoby, I don't need you to interject your character into this podcast. I'm just listening for what Jalen Rose has to say. That's all.
All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm not mad. You know, he's trying to eat. You got to do what you got to do.
I think he's eating pretty well, even without interjecting some really stupid one-liners into the
game. All right, you know, well, any of our listeners out there, if you have any information on ESPN salaries, you know, feel free to send it our way.
Well, he's a producer, too, so he's making bank.
Yeah, you're right.
So we'll come at you guys later. We will have some other podcasts as well. We talked about a little TV this podcast. So we'll probably talk some more movies when we get a couple of the other guys out on there. So we'll see what happens.